It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine, of course, for free for pickup throughout the tri-state region and also online at mainstreetmag.com. And we welcome in Thorin Christendotter again. Thorin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Cold, but getting warmer, because at least now I look out and by goodness, it's not pitch black outside.
I know, that does help.
Oh, slowly, step by step to get that to get the light back is such a great thing at this time of year.
I know. Oh, what is it, a minute a day?
I don't know, but it makes, you know, there's one point because I get up in the morning at 3:30 and I go to bed early. It's something when you get up in the morning and it's dark, and then when you head to the bedroom at 7 o'clock, it's dark. It just upsets the balance. But now that I really get happy when I'm driving in and I don't need lights in the morning. That's what,
yes,
I really get happy.
It makes a huge difference.
It makes a big difference in my understanding of, okay, I want to keep living. All right. hey, speaking about my mental state, once again, I want to get back to the story Ian Strever wrote from, of course, who's a participating writer in your magazine, also the principal at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Help being only a click away. It really is important when you take a look at everything that not only adults have to face, but also students.
Yes. So for those who aren't aware, our January issue is our wellness issue, where we focused everything around the topic of wellness. And we're also doing the same on our website this month. And we couldn't look at this topic unless, you know, and leave out a folks' mental state. So Ian wrote a piece about how even during, you know, being locked down and all this, you can still get help, you know, from a therapist or a psychiatrist. And some of it's, you know, through different online portals, or, you know, certain local doctors are also doing Zoom calls and things like that. So therefore, we played with the name that help is only a click away. But he dives into, you know, Psychology Today and talking about the impact on us and our children, and, you know, during this time, and the importance of recognizing that, when we need help, and that there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, sometimes you just need to talk to someone.
And sometimes it leads to, when you're talking with somebody, it leads to further advice and maybe recommendations if your problem is deep enough to move on. I think everybody's experienced this in their life. I know I had. I had a period of depression, and locally, the center in Salisbury did a whole presentation 1 year on depression. And there was myself and several of the people from the local area that came forward and spoke in a forum.
Yes.
And now, really, it can all start with a simple click on the computer to start. It's not even help. It's I don't know, guidance, opening up other ideas to change your mind from possibly feeling that there is no hope to this hope. So it's a great
for
story.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Now, well, I think it's a very important one during this time as well.
Oh, it was, well, especially after the holidays. I mean,
yes,
there's no bigger time for the song Blue Christmas was a famous song for one reason. There's no greater time, really, other than somebody's death, a family member death, where depression is as high as it is during the holidays. Well, your next story is a perfect story, especially for the times that we're going through. Emotional reactivity and our health going nuclear. I mean, if anything the past week has shown us is going nuclear, this is a well-timed story.
It is. It was actually written in November, so end of November, so who knew that it would be timely, but we won't even touch on that subject.
No.
But yes, Mary, you know, wrote this great piece about emotional reactivity and our health. And it kind of, I on purpose put it right after Ian's piece, because it kind of, even though they're different topics in a way, they dovetail nicely together. But Mary kind of gives you a little bit of a overview of not only, you know, emotional reactivity, but a couple of tips on how to do things and recognize it. And just it's essentially about self-awareness and your triggers, and whether they be internal or external triggers, or, you know, emotional, or, you know, just to recognize them, and then how to either accept them or deal with them, or, you know, how to perhaps, you know, recognize that you want to change some of your triggers.
Yeah, it's important, and I think the earlier you learn it, something happened to me at the age of 42 where everything was a crisis if a problem came up. And I just overreacted to it. I don't know what happened in between 42 and 44, but that all drifted away from me. and it was one of the most pleasing things in my life. And I think it had something to do, of course, with the help I was getting from the Housatonic Healthcare Center at that time, where all of a sudden nothing had to be a crisis. There were ways to think around it. So just a good story. Let's get away from that for a second and go to food.
Your story heavy topics this early in the morning.
Cooperative recipes for a happy and healthy winter season.
So the Berkshire Food Co-op in Great Barrington kindly gave us a couple of healthy recipes here for burn squash soup and roasted vegetable salad, which is perfect for this time of year. But for those who aren't aware of them, they have some great offerings there and a great co-op. Super friendly people, and so they were happy to collaborate with us and share some recipes that are, as I said, great for this time of year, but also super healthy for you.
Well, you know, it's funny because there's something about in the wintertime, I don't like peas, okay? Don't like peas.
Okay.
But in the wintertime, I make split pea soup with a ham hock, and because when you come in after a really cold day, instead of trying to cook, there's just something about having something that is warming and comforting. And butternut squash, I don't like squash, but I do like butternut squash soup.
Same here.
Yeah, and a roasted vegetable salad. Those aren't things that you normally, but it really does make a difference in the way you feel when you have these. People call it comfort food. I don't call it comfort food. It's just, you know, it's a time of season for it. And this article, what's great about it is it gives you two recipes, but it also can give you an idea of other things you can do. And all you have to do is speak to the folks at Berkshire anyways. They do a lot of outreach during the course of the year. They don't go away in the wintertime. They do a lot of outreach in the course of the year. So yes. that is another great story. And I guess we can wrap up today talking about spiritual healing.
So Henry Levin was kind enough to share his story with us a bit and what he does. And as the subhead says, it's a powerful alternative or complement to Western medicine for people and animals. And for those interested in learning more about his organization, the Pinchot.org website is listed at the end. But Henry's an interesting fellow and has gone through an interesting, you know, I'm not going to give it the whole thing away, but his story is very compelling. And when I met him prior to working on this issue, if things came together perfectly. And so he was kind enough to share his experience with our readers, which definitely goes with the wellness theme.
All right. Well, Main Street Magazine, of course, it's available for pickup at many locations throughout the area. And also their combination website at mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds good. And we'll have a couple more minutes of daylight.
Yes, exactly right. A little bit bigger smile on my face.
All right. Exactly.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio.